Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Kellogg, Brother and Sister, J.H. Burrow Valley Toll House, Fresno County, California. June 22, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Kellogg, I am now sitting in my tent with Sister Sawyer, upon a high rise of ground overlooking the valley, and where we can lift our eyes to the everlasting hills which encircle the valley, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Mary, White, and Sister McComber came here accompanied by Willie, White, and Charlie Taylor. Willie could only remain a couple of days. There is a little wood house which we have been occupying for a couple of weeks. Mary remains there still. It is only boarded up, has one room 16 by 16, and two bedrooms 8 by 10. A rough lean-to kitchen and bedroom, rough enough for miners and woodsmen, but it is as a palace to us. The scenery is restful. The climate is even, not extremely hot or cold. There are no severe winds here, but a gentle breeze. The mornings are lovely. The evening's beautiful. You may be out of doors all night and not have that sense of chilliness that is so common in most places. Mary has improved here decidedly, and it will be a good place for her, we think. I am about to invest $1,000 in a place here for Mary. Brother and Sister Sawyer contemplate purchasing 25 acres for $1,000. Sister Sawyer coughs badly. Oakland is no place for her. She had been quite sick for several weeks, and since coming here, her cough is a great deal less trying. She thinks if they can purchase a little place, Robert could set it out to fruit, and it would be best for her to continue in the boarding house through the winter, as there is no one to come in her place. She can then earn something towards increasing the sum for the place, which she will have to hire and pay interest on. They are good standbys to the cause. Must get them a home that they can call their own, for the time is not far ahead when they must retire to private life. Both are much worn. This place is in the mountains 35 miles from Fresno. No malaria here. Not a particle of fog. We have had one cloudy day and some rain. While the heat, is almost unbearable in Fresno, it is very pleasant here. We have a gentle breeze here and dry atmosphere. We made an attempt to go up 30 miles higher. We had to climb miles and miles up in the mountains, and we feared that Mary could not endure the higher altitude. Some told us that the doctors said persons with lung difficulties must not come up into the high altitude of the mountains. We saw the dust was bad for Mary, and we ate our dinner in the pine grove and went back to Burrow Valley. We have today pitched our tent in a pleasant grove of pines, where we will have a taste of tent life without the camp meeting experience. Sarah McKenterfer will come next week. Sister Sawyer leaves for home when we take her down to Fresno. We will probably meet W.C. White and Sarah for the team to bring back. Here I wish to remain, away from all camp meetings that I can, and finish Volume 1, Great Controversy. I have many calls all over the states, east and west, north and south, but I have passed through such struggles, such wearing labor for years, that I dare not venture to go farther just now. I have at times great exhaustion, and then comes high fever and loss of appetite and the difficulty of breathing. If I can feel reconciled to rest and feel that I am not neglecting my duty in not attending camp meetings, I shall do so. And I must improve. As yet, I am too weary to do anything. I have dealt very plainly by letter and by personal counsel with Dr. Maxson and wife. They are gaining an experience in hard, practical work. I do not know what Brother Church will decide to do. He has not received his last money for his ditch. Yet sometimes I think it would be best if he never did receive it, for I think he would put it to a wrong use if he did receive it, and it would be a snare to his soul. I have labored faithfully with him. 1 week ago, last Sabbath, I spoke with great plainness to the church in Fresno. Brother Church responded heartily, and many others. But there is constant danger of becoming worldly blind, worldly deaf, and worldly privileged, where there are brethren and sisters who engage in land speculations, making the truth of God a matter of minor importance. Self and selfish interests become all-absorbing, and eternal interests are neglected and forgotten. We would certainly think by the energy exercised, the zeal put forth in this eager, hungering pursuit to make haste to be rich, that to secure heaven depended upon this strife and wrestling for worldly possessions. In regard to matters at Fresno, they must work out. Dr. Maxon and his wife are manifesting endurance, and I believe are gaining an experience. They seem to have excellent success with many disadvantages. They seem to think Fresno a good place, but I fail to see its advantages. Burning sands and great heat in abundance, much fruit grown through irrigation. I could not live in Fresno if you gave me the richest place there, upon condition I should live there. There are a large number of people brought into Fresno for some cause, and nearly all are engaged in land speculation. I know excellent material has come into Fresno, but how long their religious life and growth will continue is a question. The strength of many weak churches has centered in Fresno, and I tremble for their future.